If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
Okay. What are we making? Oh, some potato chips. I mean, not potato chips, some tortilla chips.
I'm making queso fundido.
Yum.
You know what that is?
Queso?
Yeah.
Yeah, cheese.
It's a cheese. It's basically
cheese dip.
A cheese dip. Yeah, exactly. But but we're talking about chili peppers, which have been, you know, basically what I've made my career on for the last 30 years. And I just think that they're so incredibly versatile, and people are intimidated by them even today. You know?
Really?
Are you?
No.
Do you buy them in the store?
Yeah, poblanos.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with them?
Melissa Clark has a poblano
quesadilla. Okay, wait a second. I love Melissa Clark, but your dad has been cooking with chili peppers for a million years. You don't have any recipes of mine?
No. She has a poblano quesadilla recipe. You got one of those?
Yeah, of course I do.
Send it on over.
All right. Okay, so first of all, butter and flour. So we're going to make a roux.
A what?
A roux. R-O-U-X. Okay.
Oh my God, I've never seen that.
Yeah, butter and flour. And this is going to be the base of the queso fundido. So what we're doing is we're taking butter, equal parts butter and flour, and we're just gonna cook it. We don't wanna achieve any color. We just want it to cook. And then we're gonna add scalded milk to it. And that's gonna make a cream sauce, or in the French term, a bechamel.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then in France, actually, if you then take the bechamel and add cheese, you get a mornay sauce. But we're making queso fundido. This is sort of the Mexican version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then we're going to add poblano chilies to it.
Yeah.
Now, so these chilies, this chili has been roasted and I'm taking the seeds and the stem off, and I'm also going to peel off the skin.
Why? Texture?
Well, if you don't peel, the skin is very hard to digest.
Oh.
And it just doesn't have a good mouthfeel. I mean, you just want the flesh of the peppers. And I'm gonna slice these up so that we can put them on top of our queso fundido.
The pepper?
Yep. Now, poblanos is like, I always tell people who are not well-versed in chilies, start with a poblano. It's a great starter chili. It's not too spicy, has a great pepper background flavor.
Yeah.
I find them to be just absolutely delicious. Brings tons of flavor, not just heat. So these are chopped up, coarsely chopped. Okay, Sophie. Let's talk chili peppers. Are you a fan or not a fan?
I love chili peppers.
What's the first chili pepper you think of?
Well, right now I'm looking at it, poblanos.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Love. I love the flavor of poblanos.
How do you describe it?
Hold, please.
Hold? Yeah. Oh, you have to taste them?
Yeah.
I like that. A true taster. She's thinking. She's tasting.
I don't know. Now it's confusing me. I mean, they're very mild. There's really no heat to them, right?
There is a little heat to them. I would say there's a bite to them.
Maybe it's the cheese that's...
Yeah. Well, you're eating it on queso fundido, so it's like...
It's like a little smoky-ish, but not like in the same way that a chipotle is.
No. Right. So a chipotle is a smoked jalapeno. So it's going to have, you know, that sort of fiery smoke that you get from smoking a chili. This poblano is roasted, so you do get a little bit of that smokiness, but it's got a very, I would call it a green pepper background flavor.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go through the chilies a little bit. So first of all, the reason why I want to talk about chili peppers is because it's really been an important part of my life. I mean, chili peppers, I've literally ridden my career on the back of a chili pepper.
How did that happen?
Well, it happened because I was working for Jonathan Waxman at a restaurant called Bud's. Now, people don't remember this because Jonathan now is the chef and owner of Barbuto. It's really a very simple Italian restaurant. But he was the first person to bring California cuisine to the East Coast back mm-hmm. in the early 80s. And I worked for him. And with that, he brought a lot of chili peppers with him. Because he had a restaurant called Bud's, which was a Southwestern restaurant. And it was the first place where I really fell in love with those kinds of flavors. You know, like the fresh and dry chilies, yeah. The black beans, the blue corn. This is before it was blue corn tortillas in a bag. This is like, we had blue corn meal and we were making like stuff with blue corn. And anyway, obviously that was a long time ago. And then, you know, I launched my career first at a restaurant called Miracle Grill, which was a Southwestern restaurant. And then Mesa Grill in New York, the Bahamas, and Las Vegas. You know, those restaurants are open for, you know, 30 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I think about chili peppers, I think of them, you know, they have a lot of influence from Mexico, of course, especially the Southwestern / Mexican chilies, you know, but you know they've sort of crossed over the border to, you know, the southwestern part of the United States. So places like Texas and New Mexico, obviously California, Arizona, places like that, you know, have a lot of, you know, it's part of their American regional cuisine. And basically, you know, chili peppers are broken down into two categories: fresh and dried. Right. So on the fresh side, you know, jalapenos, serranos. Mm. A serrano is like you know, jalapenos are probably the most famous chili that we know. Serranos are a little bit thinner, and they're a little spicier than jalapenos. I always reach for serranos instead of jalapenos just because I just like the flavor of them more, but you can sort of substitute one for the other, especially when you're making things like salsa and guacamole. They both work, of course. Poblanos, which is what we use on the queso fundido today, I always say that's a good starter chili because it's not that spicy, but it has a really good pepper background flavor. Hatch Green Chilies, which is Hatch, New Mexico. This place is famous for their own chili pepper. And when you go to New Mexico at a certain time of the year, like the whole place smells like roasted green chilies because basically they're roasting green chilies all over the state.
Oh my gosh.
It smells so good. Like outdoors, they have like these chili roasters where they turn them. Some of them are probably automatic, but you can turn them by hand also.
Whoa.
And you roast the chilies, and it just fills the air with roasted green chilies, honestly. And you go to a place like New Mexico, it's like it's green chilies on everything. green chili burgers, green chili quesadillas, green chili chicken, green chili flan, green chili everything. I mean, it's everything.
Have you spent a lot of time there?
In New Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like New Mexico a lot. It's a really good place. Santa Fe's fun. Taos. Albuquerque has good restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's really terrific. You know, then you get into the hotter chilies on the fresh side, habaneros, of course. And then the Caribbean version of that chili, the Scotch bonnet. I mean, you know.
What's that?
It looks like a habanero. But you'll find that like in a lot of Jamaican cooking, Caribbean cooking.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Really good stuff. Very, 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 very spicy. One of the fresh chilies that has become more and more popular, I call it the red jalapeno, which it's not. It's called the Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful red, bright red chili. I like pickling Fresno chilies. First of all, they're beautiful. They're bright red. They have heat to them. Mm-hmm. They're about the same heat level as like a jalapeno or a serrano.
I want to say I used a Fresno peppers for like a salmon dish.
I'm sure I did that last night, actually.
Weird.
I used a bunch of chilies yesterday. So Christina came over and she wanted to eat some fish. So I bought some salmon. I bought a big block of salmon. And I made a spice rub with Hatch green chili powder and guajillo chili powder. So one red, one green, and some salt and pepper. And I spice rubbed the salmon.
Oh.
Then I sauteed that on the spice rub side down so it becomes a crust on the outside.
Okay.
Okay. And obviously great flavor. Mm-hmm. Then I took it out and I sauteed some shallots in the same pan. Got those light, little caramelized. I had some sliced Fresno chilies, a little bit of white wine, reduced the wine out till it was almost dry. Then I added a little butter, some fresh cilantro, and I just poured it over the salmon.
That sounds so good.
So really, in that dish alone, I used three chilies. Mm. And it wasn't spicy. It had tons of flavor. And that's the thing that people miss. People that don't have a lot of experience with chili peppers think immediately everything is spicy. It's going to blow out my mouth.
Right.
There's no reason to do that. I mean, and I want to talk about that in terms of some of these chili peppers, which are just too hot to use. Like, I know, like, you know, people want to prove that they can eat them and stuff like that. Like, that's a different sport,
yeah,
than what I'm into.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality, high quality and immersive sound, a sleek design. All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Anyway, also, so I love Fresno's, Anaheim chilies. And then on the dried side, an ancho chili. Now, do you know what an ancho chili is before it's dried?
No.
You just ate it.
It's a poblano?
It's a poblano pepper.
Oh, interesting.
But instead
Wait,
of
how
just,
does that happen?
Well, instead of just saying it's a dried poblano, they'd rather confuse you and call it an ancho.
I was going to say, what?
Listen, there's a handful of chili peppers that have different names depending on where you are in the region of either Mexico, et cetera.
Okay.
But anyway, when you sun dry poblano and turn it into an ancho chili, besides the fact that it looks different because of the color, it tastes completely different. It becomes almost raisin-like. So it's like a very mildly spicy raisin flavor.
Poblano?
No, an ancho.
Oh, which is a
dried poblano.
Poblano. Okay. Tried to fool me there.
No, I just want to make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
And then there's guajillo chilies, which are like thin, tapered chilies. They almost look like green Anaheim chilies.
Oh, okay.
And they have a little heat. Pasilla chilies, also kind of a darker red. They're very kind of earthy. And you can find a lot of these red chilies ground into powder.
Okay.
So that they're pure forms of chili powder. So when you go to the store and you just see chili powder on the shelf, that could be anything. And a lot of times it's a mix of things. But if you want pure forms of each one of these, you can go to good spice markets and they'll have like ancho chili powder, guajillo chili powder.
Got it, okay.
New Mexico chili powder. Chili de Arbol, the small little red chilies, they're hot. They're spicy. They're almost like in the cayenne version.
Okay.
Cascabel chilies, their nickname is the rattler because when you shake them, they sound like a baby rattler. Oh. And they're spicy and they're earthy too. And then there's New Mexico chilies. And then when you dry it and when you dry out and smoke a jalapeno, you get, what do you get? Sophie, you know this.
A smoked jalapeno?
What's a smoked jalapeno? It's the one smoked chili that you eat all day long.
Oh, a Chipotle?
Yes. That's exactly what it is. I love Chipotles. And you can get them in cans, and they're in this like adobo sauce. It's like a tomatoey, vinegary.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
You just puree the thing, and then you can just like, you can put it in like soups and sauces and stuff like that.
You puree the
whole thing. The chili with the adobo sauce in it.
Oh, okay.
So you basically have this puree that you can just kind of, you know, put in like a soup or into a salsa or whatever.
Yeah, I use that with like shrimp when I make like shrimp tacos.
What do you do? Do you make a Chipotle mayonnaise?
No, I cook the shrimp in a pan with the adobo and Chipotle.
You do?
Yeah.
It's delicious, right?
Yeah, it's so good for shrimp tacos. It's delicious.
Squeeze a little orange juice in there next time. Orange and Chipotles have a really good affinity for each other. You know, and then there's like ghost peppers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Don't want it.
Yeah, no.
You know, I was actually looking at the Scoville units today. You know what that is?
No.
So a Scoville unit is the measure of how hot a chili is.
I've never heard of that.
Scoville?
You can just look that up online?
You can. So for instance, a jalapeno is 2,500 Scoville units. Just keep this in mind.
Okay,
2,500.
Yeah. Yep.
And habanero, which is a very hot chili, is up to 350,000.
Oh.
Scoville units.
Whoa.
Okay, stay with me. A ghost chili is 1.4 million.
No, thank you.
So you started at jalapeno at 2,500.
Yeah.
And now it goes to a 1.4 million. The ghost chilies, you cannot eat them.
No. What do people use them for?
I don't know. They, like, you find them in hot sauces a lot now.
Yeah.
There's also something else that I've never had before called a Carolina Reaper.
Oh, yeah. You know,
2.2 million on the Scoville unit. What happens if you eat this thing?
I saw that. I saw someone use that in what's her name?
Is it on Hot Ones?
No, it was in a baking show.
Why?
The show is called Bake Squad. It's on Netflix. Christina Tosi is the host of it.
Oh, I love her.
And in one of the challenges, he used those Carolina Reaper chilies, but it was kind of messed up. He put it in different truffles, and all the truffles were different colors, and you didn't know if you were eating one that had a pepper in it.
It's like playing Russian roulette.
Yeah. It was. I don't want to play it.
No, I don't want to do that.
Waiting for the milk.
Yeah, so milk is scalded.
Do you know when it's boiling?
Starts bubbling around the edges. And then you can see the roux that we made, the butter and flour, is going to thicken the milk.
And then you add the cheese in?
Yeah, but you want to cook the flour out first.
Why?
Well, because you'll have that raw flour flavor.
Got it.
So it has to cook for a few minutes. You can see how it's starting to thicken.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when we add the cheese, what's going to happen to it?
It's going to melt.
It's going to thicken it.
Yeah.
So even more so. So you don't want your bechamel to be too thick because the cheese is going to thicken it.
And what cheese are you using?
I'm just going to use Monterey Jack cheese for this.
Yeah.
You know, I want this to be, you know, and what's great about this, you can always add things like chorizo, etc.
Oh yeah.
But this is just going to be queso fundido with poblano chilies.
On top.
Or you can put it in the middle, or both.
This feels a little easier than I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah. So you make queso?
Never made it.
Never made it?
No.
Do you like queso?
Love queso.
Who doesn't like queso?
Yeah.
Chilies can be utilized in lots of different ways. Spice rubs, which is one of my favorite ways to use them. You know, ground chilies with different other spices, combinations. It's great on fish and meat and chicken. It's fantastic. I love pickling fresh chilies like Fresnos or jalapenos. You can pickle them and you can keep them for months. Vinegar, sugar.
And use them for what?
Anything.
Tacos.
You put them in tacos. You put them on top of fish.
Oh.
Pickling chilies is one of my Beat Bobby Flay condiment tricks. I can pickle a chili very quickly.
How do you do that?
I just told you, it's sugar and vinegar. Now, if you want to do it longer, there's pickling spices, etc. But if you want to get a quick pickle, you can do it very quickly. You just bring vinegar and sugar to a boil and throw it over the sliced chilies and then put it in the refrigerator. And literally in like 40 minutes, you're going to have pickled chilies. Delicious.
Was there like a moment that you realized you kind of fell in love with chili peppers?
It was a long time ago. It was probably, you know, mid-80s.
But, like, was there a moment when you were like, this is going to be...
It took me a while to get used to the heat,
ugh.
You know, because my palate wasn't used to them.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things now. I, they say, in the capsicum, which is what's in a chili pepper, it kind of messes with your endorphins. You know, it's like the more you have, the more you want.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. But like, I also like poblanos and Anaheims, like the bigger fresh chilies. I love stuffing them with things. You know, like you can make chili rellenos with like black beans or hummus, mm-hmm. or you know, you can fill them with like goat cheese or whatever it is, and then fry them so that they're crispy on the outside, and then like whatever's on the inside is kind of nice and melty. So good.
So good.
And then chili pepper is like the thing that it's encased in. Obviously, I like roasting them. You know, like.
Poblano.
The poblanos is great to roast. And then toasting the dried spices is really enhances them as well.
Can you make your own spices?
When you say make them.
Like your own powder?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Does that take a while?
Coffee grinder.
Oh, interesting.
The other thing you can do is like if you have the chili pods, like the whole red chilies.
Yeah.
You can throw like the dried ones. You can throw like hot water over them. And then let them rehydrate, almost like sun-dried tomatoes. Then you take the stems and the seeds off, and you put them into a food processor, and you make a puree.
Huh.
You know what's great about them is they're like a thickening agent, too. They will thicken a sauce for you or a soup. One of the best sauces in the world is a mole sauce, which people think of it as a chocolate sauce. There is chocolate in classic moles, but there's only a little bit at the end to kind of chill out the chilies.
Got it.
Like, you can have dozens of chilies in one mole. I mean, every mole is different. But, you know, having all these different red chilies in mole sauce, I mean, do you know what goes into a mole sauce?
No, I was
Do you like
say,
mole?
I don't, but what goes
you
into
don't.
It? No.
I have to make you mine. I don't think I've made you mine. So basically, the way I started out is like onions, garlic, canned tomatoes. Then I add like three or four different chilies. So might be like chipotle chilies, guajillo chilies, New Mexico chilies, you know, chili de arbol, like a range of different red chilies, okay? Then I add like vinegar, and I add some things that are sweet, honey, molasses, maple syrup.
Mm.
I add like a fresh mango. I take tortillas and fry them and put them in there because they also are thickening agents. I put nuts in there. This is mole. Mole is an amazing sauce. It's the most amazing sauce in the world.
A lot of ingredients.
It's a lot of ingredients, but it's built on chili peppers for the most part. And at the very end, like literally like when you, after it's been like simmering for like a couple of hours, you add chocolate to it. And the chocolate just kind of gives it that little sort of layer of glaze that kind of just chills out all the chilies and balances it out.
Interesting.
I'm going to make you some mole.
Yeah.
So you eat mole and you don't like it.
Yeah. I haven't had one that I've loved.
I'm going to make you mole.
Okay.
That's going to be mine.
Wait, did you say mango?
There's mango in it.
Traditionally?
Yeah, usually there's fruits like mangoes or pineapples or papayas or something like that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, and then all this gets pureed. And it's this
right.
deep, dark red sauce. Now, it can be, there's different colored moles. There's a black mole. There's actually a green mole, a yellow mole. My mole is usually like a, I'm going to say like brick red going towards dark brown.
Okay.
You know, it's so good. It's my favorite sauce in the world because it's so crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
All the things that are
there's
in it.
There's so much in it.
Yeah, exactly.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the
world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Come on.
Okay, now I'm going to add the cheese. I'm going to shut this off.
Yum.
And then we're just going to fold this in. The cheese is going to melt. It's going to thicken it up, and it's going to give us that cheese flavor, that queso flavor.
Yeah, that looks so good. It's melting so quickly.
Yeah, you always want to use a good melting cheese. Like, cheddar is not a good melting cheese.
Huh, okay.
Because it sweats. It doesn't melt.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's like gone in 2 seconds.
American is a good melting cheese. American queso is good.
Yum.
Fontina.
Don't you do a burger at Bobby's that has a queso on it?
Yeah, green chili queso.
Yum.
Making it right now. And then it needs a lot of salt and pepper.
Okay.
How's it look?
It looks really good. It smells better.
Get a spoon so you can taste it.
Okay. Oh, it tastes so good.
Tastes like cheese?
Yeah, it definitely tastes like cheese.
Okay. So I'm going to pour it into this. So usually what I do is pour it into like a little earthenware dish. And what I usually do is I take some like Cotija cheese.
Oh, put some on top.
You know, you can use basically any dried salted cheese. Even Parmesan works nicely if you don't have any Cotija.
Parmesan?
Yeah. You can gratin it if you want. Put it under the broiler so it has like a little bit of a crust on top.
Okay. No, yum.
And then we just take all these poblanos.
Throw them on top.
And this is the beauty of the chili pepper. This is gonna really bring so much flavor to the game.
Yum.
And then like cilantro would be really nice there as well.
Okay, I'll try it.
Sophie, go ahead and try it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Is it?
It's crazy how much flavor these poblanos have.
Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Very cheesy.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Hot Ones. You love this show.
Yeah, I think it's so good.
Tell me why you like it.
I just think it's a fun, engaging way to get to know someone. it makes you very vulnerable.
I mean, you're basically getting stoned on chili peppers,
yeah.
Hot sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, obviously chili peppers are the basis of hot sauces too. It's one of those things that's grown, you know, exponentially in this country. You know, there's like a hot sauce culture. You know, you go to some, I've been to people's houses where they have like 300 hot sauces on their shelf. It's like, what are you doing with
yeah.
all these? But like, you know, every one of them is different. You know, they all have, you know, X amount of different ingredients, you know, elements of heat. There's something about like, you know, certain people just want to be able to like say
bragging
that
rights.
They can handle all those chilies. Also, now chili peppers have found their way into cocktails.
Oh, definitely.
Big time. You
yeah.
know, spicy tequilas and vodkas, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm so
a spicy margarita friend.
Totally.
Are you?
Yes.
I find them to be delicious.
Yeah, we should make our own jalapeno tequila. Just throw the jalapenos right in there.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Oh, can you do that with mezcal too?
Of course you can.
Okay.
You can steep it.
So what pepper do you think you use the most?
Chipotle. Chipotle is one of those things that I always have around because when something needs something, now I'm not going to put it in Italian food.
Yeah.
But if I'm cooking if I'm cooking something American or something obviously Mexican or Latin in any way, shape, or form, I love Chipotle's. It really kind of wakes up lots of different things. The other chilies I like are like the Peruvian, like the South American chilies.
Oh, yeah, you do like those.
Ají amarillo, ricotta chilies. I mean, so good. That ají amarillo is killer. We actually use that at Bobby's Burgers in the fried chicken sauce.
Oh.
No one knows that. It's not that no one knows it, but we don't really talk about it. It's basically it's like my special sauce.
Yeah. What chili peppers can you use for steak? Like what's good for like a steak?
Are you craving a steak, Sophie?
No, but I don't really know how to make a variety of different steaks.
Well, at Bobby Flay Steak, the most ordered steak is the Southwestern ribeye. So let me tell you what we do.
Okay.
First we spice rub it.
and it has about three different chili peppers in the spice rub. And then we put it under the broiler and it becomes part of the steak. It gets really crusty. Then we brush on a glaze very lightly of chipotles, some honey, and mustard. That goes over the crusted steak. Then we have a combination of roasted red peppers and roasted poblano peppers and roasted yellow peppers. It's like a roasted pepper relish on top of the steak, and then some garlic chips. Mm. And then on the bottom of the plate, we have a green chili sauce and a red chili sauce.
Oh my God. How many? So what are you using? Five or six peppers?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But it's not overly spicy. It's got tons of flavor. And that's the thing about chilies, is that you're creating these layers of flavor that are basically unbeatable. And it's one of the things I keep saying, that chili peppers are literally finding its way on the average American's pantry, finally. Mm-hmm. It's starting to happen. People are accepting the idea that chili peppers are not there for injury, they're there for accent.
So when you first started serving like a lot of dishes with chili peppers, like say at like Mesa Grill, were people scared to order those dishes?
Definitely.
Mm.
How spicy is this going to be?
Yeah.
But I don't cook that way. I never cook to burn out your mouth. It doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like, I use them for flavor.
Right.
I push the envelope, and what happens is the more they eat, the more they want.
Yeah.
It becomes this craveability thing, and then people start thinking about it 3 or 4 days later, like, wait a minute, I want that flavor again.
Yeah. You know what you should make is you should make your own signature tortilla chip with like a chili seasoning.
I think it's been done.
Okay. But you should give it a try.
Which chili would you like?
Hello, Lays. We'd like to partner with you.
You want a Carolina Reaper tortilla chip?
No chance. No, that sounds scary. No, like maybe a Chipotle.
Done.
I could be onto something here.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.